So I asked Junior before the show started this morning, when's the last time you went to go see a major motion picture at a big theater? And you said it was pre-pandemic. Is that the same for you, Gordo? When's the last time you went and saw an actual movie at the theater?
Oh, man, probably a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So you've gone several times this year?
I went
year?
And saw the Naked Gun movie.
Okay. Okay. That's good, because I'm going to talk about that's one of the movies that I've seen here in the last couple of weeks. Everyone else been to the theater here in the last year? Baldy, Daddy, Tipsy?
No.
No?
Seven or 8 years.
What? I think some of it, and this may be true for Ryan and for Tyler, for me, I think that went away when our daughter was born.
Okay.
Because my wife and I don't get that many date nights, and we're not taking our six-month-old to a theater. Or a year and a half old to a theater. So
why,
I bet
some
you,
people do.
I know some people do.
Been to a theater as a kid? A
bad decision.
That'll be like an R-rated movie up there.
So I bet you if we hadn't had a child that I would have gone to the theater in the last 4 or 5 years.
But she's about to get to that age where some
yes.
of these movies may be worth seeing.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you, Baldy? Now that you just became a father, maybe that's right out the window.
Yeah, definitely have not been since child. I think last year, year and a half was the last time we went. Yeah.
Okay.
Same for you, Tyler?
Have you no, been? I've never been a movie guy. It's probably been 7 or 8 years.
So the kid didn't impact
no,
it at all?
No.
What about you, Daddy?
I'm with you. I love going to movie theaters and that whole experience. And I've been a few times this summer just because there's been a lot of movies that I really wanted to see. So I've been trying
so
to get out.
So you're back in the game.
It. Oh, okay. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, this going to two here in the last week is the most that I've gone to probably pre-pandemic, because I can't tell you the last time I went to go see a movie before last week. And one of those that we saw was Naked Gun, the remake with Liam Neeson. And I was never a huge fan of the first Naked Gun series. I saw maybe a half of one of them, so this wasn't that nostalgic for me like Happy Gilmore was. 1 to 10, I give it a 4. What do you give it, Gordo? Were you entertained and thought it was,
you know what,
worth
I'll,
going?
I'll give it a little bit more of a generous grade. I think I would give it a 6, maybe a 7, but probably 6. It wasn't horrible, and I like that they were rebooting it, and I like that it is like a just a pure comedy, a stupid, pure bit of comedy. I did not like the casting of Liam Neeson in that role.
Yeah, I thought that was
I think that
a stretch.
They have the right idea, which is you cast a very serious actor. You know, that's why Leslie Nielsen was great. And Leslie Nielsen got bad in his later days because he would start hamming it into the... He would ham in the role a little bit. As opposed to when he first started doing Airplane and the original Police Squad TV show, he played it so straight. And even the first couple Naked Gun movies, he was so good at being completely deadpan.
Yeah.
But Liam Neeson's casting bugged me because I find his voice so irritating, I can't stand it.
And comedy guy? He's never really been.
That's okay.
Comedy guy, is
That's
he?
Okay, okay, as long as you execute the material as if it is serious material.
By the way, on Roddy T's, the new Naked Gun, critics, 89%.
Yeah.
The public, 75%.
Which,
so
those are
good.
Respectable numbers. And I if you would have asked me when I saw the trailer and they're rebooting it and Liam Neeson's doing it, I thought it was going to tank and be horrible. And then when I saw those Roddy T numbers, that's when I said, okay, I'll go see this.
Yeah, we'll get to what America thinks of it here in a second. But yeah, I would lean more towards horrible, big swing and miss. There were a few laugh out loud moments, but again, if... I was never a big Naked Gun fan. Did you watch those?
Yeah, I liked that genre of humor back in the day. I thought it was interesting and different and new. I loved all that stuff.
Yeah.
Police Squad, the TV show, Gordon and I have talked about that. Very
brilliant.
Very short run, but yes, it was brilliant.
I think there was only like 6 episodes of it. But it was so good, still watchable today.
Really?
Fantastic comedy and so rich. And you'll see all of those gags from the 6 episodes of Police Squad, the TV show, were what they used in all those movies. afterwards. Like a lot of that was the petri dish cooking all those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you like all that, then you'll probably like this. You maybe think it's a great homage to Leslie Nielsen and that whole thing.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was.
What?
I think pretty good's being generous, at least to me. Now, I felt like a little long again. And when you add the previews to it, the previews now in movies, there were 8 of them.
Yeah, I built that into my time when I arrived there.
So like, you purposely miss them? You know that it's going
to
start?
I basically will leave to go to the theater at the movie start time, but the advertised start
You're good.
Time.
You got 30 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah.
30
really?
Minutes?
It's, yes. It's like 15, 20 minutes of stuff at the beginning.
Wow.
Movie was supposed to start at 1:10. By the time the movie started, I think it was 1:39. So almost between commercials and, showing what you should do at the theater and then all the previews. It took forever.
Well, that's a reason to just wait till it comes out on whatever platform and watch it at home.
Yeah.
Unless you like the thrill of being at the theater, which is still fun.
Sure. The other one I saw was Mission Impossible 50. This is the final reckoning with Tom Cruise. And I've enjoyed this series. I've seen most of them. I'll give this one a little higher. I would say 6 or so. But this movie really brings us into what I wanted to eventually get to here. And that is, we are to the point where if it's a comedy like Naked Gun, or in this case, an action movie like Mission Impossible, we have to amp it up so much that we can't just have Tom Cruise hanging on to one plane and somehow beating up the pilot and getting control of an old biplane, an old two-wing plane that the bad guy's trying to get away from him. Now he's got to jump from one plane to another. It's just now I will give Tom Cruise this credit. If he's doing these stunts, stunts.
Yeah, he's doing very few of these, but yet they put it out promotionally that he does them all. Look, if you're talking about that latest Mission Impossible, that was the last movie I saw before Naked Gun.
Oh, I saw that one too. Okay.
Left early. Did not even stay for the end.
It was pretty bad, but to me it was better than
horrible.
Naked Gun.
Oh my gosh, George, you are crazy with craziness. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Good.
It was so convoluted. It was nothing but exposition after exposition. It was just on and on. It was horrible.
Yeah, I didn't think it was good, but I thought it was better than Naked Gun. To me, it was more entertaining. Now, at the end,
it was funnier.
So you didn't even stick around for the plane stunt. You didn't even make it to the very end.
No.
Walked out of a movie. I can't remember the last time
I probably walked
I did
out
that.
With about 20 or 30 minutes left in that movie. That movie was way long, too.
Yes, it was. And that's a problem throughout the movie industry. But again, I think Roddy Teese gave that a 80% or something crazy. So have you guys seen The Studio yet?
No,
Apple.
We're about to start that. I've heard mixed reviews on that, though.
I like it.
Okay.
I think it's good, and I think it brings up an interesting question as Seth Rogen becomes the head of a studio. You guys like, Seth Rogen. I like Seth. I think he's funny. So I was apt to like the show, but they asked the question in this as a studio, are we trying to make good movies, or are we trying to make movies that are going to make money? And I feel like these last two movies that I go see, and Happy Gilmore 2, I think we are. And again, I'm not a haughty moviegoer. It doesn't have to be this amazing piece of art. I'm pretty simple-minded, and hey, you can entertain me pretty easily. But I think we're to the point now where, we are trying to make money. We are trying to go to the audience of, this is what they want. They want superheroes. They want violent movies. They want scary movies. That's what all the previews were. 6 out of the 8 were movies like that, that are somehow superhero related or really violent movies. And that's just not my jam. And I don't think these studios are trying to necessarily make great movies that are used to be. Wasn't that the formula that it used to be? You make a great movie and it's going to make money. But I don't know if you if people would have the patience, if you don't have enough crazy stunts or hit you over the head comedy, like, get it? This is the joke. Get it? This is the joke. Hey, idiot, this is the joke. If we don't do that, then we're not going to go, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. Have we dumbed down as a society so much now that if you really do make a good, thoughtful movie, that it's probably going to go, oh, man, I was boring. Not enough explosions. And, yeah, I really didn't get that whole plot thing that they were really into or the joke that you really had to think about. I really, and maybe this is what we've been saying for generations now, movies aren't what they used to be. But, man, I don't know if it's worth going to the theater if this is all we have to see is just knock you over the head. Hey, this
well,
is the
it
point
has,
of the movie.
It has changed. We have superhero franchises, so those
and
are
those
known
are
products
yeah,
that people
yeah.
go and see. Yeah, they do swing for the fences, and it's just a series of blockbusters. And in the old days, the blockbusters would subsidize the art films or the slow-paced, you know, noir films and stuff like that. And it has moved away from that. The entertainment business has moved to... You need big projects to just make a lot of money, and they don't really do the private, small label, private label stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read an article not long ago about the death of the comedy, and maybe it's coming back a little bit with, I don't know, Naked Gun or the Adam Sandler, Happy Gilmore remake. But
I think they both tried to kill comedy.
Yeah.
Dude.
But how Hollywood studios don't want to do comedies anymore.
Yeah.
And when you think about it,
when was the last...
The last truly great comedy. I can't really think of one in recent history.
There was one, and I think that's coming out with Seth Rogen and Aziz Ansari that looks funny. But yeah, there's not that many of them. But I see, yeah, the Roddy T reviews here on Mission Impossible, that got an 80%. So I'm missing something, and Happy Gilmore 2 seemed to do pretty well. With the reaction to it. I'm missing something on this, and is it worth going to the theater? I still like that. It was, you know, it was a hot day, middle of the afternoon. Didn't go on a Friday or Saturday night where the theater was more crowded. In fact, when we saw Mission Impossible, I think we were one of six people in the theater because we saw it in the middle of the afternoon. Did find it interesting, though, that there's been enough big movies this year, like the ones we mentioned, Lilo and Stitch, Jurassic World, How to Train Your Dragon, F1, Superman, Captain America, that this year they're on pace to have as many moviegoers, theater goers, than we were pre-pandemic. That okay. It's up significantly, and it's up with the younger generation. Our generation, not really going to the movies, but Gen Z, under 30, millennials, they are going to the movies, and it's still a thing with them.
That's good to hear, because I thought that ship had sailed with streaming.
Too.
And
yeah.
Most people that I know, when they watch a movie, it's on their couch at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we watch 99% of our movies. And the theater world seems to have become so fractured because so many movies are released on Netflix or Amazon or Hulu, and they're not released in the theaters. And so the way you consume it now, it's so different where you had to go to the theater, and maybe that movie would be released on a streaming platform 9 months later.
Right.
But if you wanted to see it when it came out, you had to go to the theater. And now that feels like that's only the case with maybe a third of the movies, that two-thirds just come out on a streaming platform. So it's good to know that people are still enjoying going to a theater.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And the numbers for 2025 are going to be pretty good. Has anyone seen the Superman movie?
I'm not a big superhero movie guy.
I'm not either, but something about Superman.
No, but I'll watch that.
You need to listen to Mike Francesa's review of it.
Uh-oh.
Especially, they played it on the hard line, the problem that he has with the dog.
I've got a minute clip of it. I don't know if it has the dog, but...
Francesa?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
The movie is ridiculous. First of all, forget the political innuendos, and they're about as subtle as a jackhammer. I don't care about that. I'm not getting into that. What I'm getting into is, as for someone who's a old-time TV show Superman guy, this movie was pure torture to sit through. This was two hours of this new Superman. It was a decent, he wasn't Christopher Reeve, but he was okay, Superman, getting the crap beat out of him. Who wants to see Superman get beat up for 2 hours? He's getting beat up by everybody. Plus, you have other superheroes in the movie. I didn't go there to see some guy named Mr. Terrific or some lady named Hawk something or other. I don't even know who she was. Okay, these other superheroes who he calls on. Who needs other superheroes? This is a Superman movie. You want to see Superman flirt with Lois Lane, keep his disguise, and battle crime. That's what you want to see. And good triumph over evil. That's Superman.
Okay. He didn't get into the dog. And then they got a dog with a cape. What's up with the dog?
Who plays Superman in this remake?
An actor by the name of David Cornsweet.
Okay,
that sounds bad. It's a bold move, not changing the name for theatrical purposes. Yeah. Corn sweat.
Anyway, apparently America's not had their fill of going to the theater. They're going back, and to the point where it's up enough this year that it's going to get back to where it was in 2019, or at least close to it.
All right, that's an update on movie going, because movie watching is a sport.
All right.
And this is a sports station.